Sam Smith on BBC Radio Sheffield. It's me, Kat Cowan. It's time for Trending. This is where we have a look at the stories that have been getting people talking this week. And today, I have another guest in the studio. This is wonderful. Elliot Green from Sheffield. Hello.
Good morning.
It's just nice to have people in front of me, which is lovely. And the last time I saw you, you were at my house on Christmas Eve for our Christmas Eve party.
Yes.
Dressed as a giant elf.
Yes.
Just because, you know, you're very tall. And it was wonderful. And you ended up, were you doing the potato jousting, I seem to remember?
Yeah, the potato. I have to say, I've not potato jousted since.
Have you not?
But it was. It's a game I will cherish forever.
It was a surreal time. What have you been up to since I last saw you?
I'm decidedly less jingly today.
Yes, there's no jingles.
We had my girlfriend's sister's wedding over Christmas.
Oh, I love
that was
a wedding.
Lovely.
Oh, a Christmas
nice.
Wedding.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, nice.
And then just back to reality. January doing assignments and then planning.
Yes.
Improv comedy shows for the year.
Because you're at uni still, aren't you?
Yeah, still there. Still got another term to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Stressful. And so you're in uni and you're also doing improv shows. Haven't you got a show at the Dorothy Pax on the waterfront
yes,
at some point?
Yes, we're there on this Thursday.
Oh!
Yes, this Thursday
nice.
From 7:30. Completely free.
Okay.
And completely everything made up on the spot on the night from whatever we get.
For some people might think, well, that sounds stressful. I'm going to be going there and I just don't know what I'm going to get from this. And what if they all just sort of have nothing to say and just all clam up? Has it ever happened?
Yes.
Oh.
It has.
I thought you were going to allay my fears.
No, I mean, we go with what we get. And it's not the kind of show where we're going to, you know, if you're sat in the front row, you get picked on. It's not that kind of show.
Okay, that's important.
We want collaboration and people to get involved. So
also, and suddenly you've been to Harry Potter World.
Yeah, I went last weekend. It was my birthday present. Oh yeah, I had a birthday. That's what I've been up to as well. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank
to you.
You.
Happy birthday. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh my goodness, a mere whippersnapper.
Yeah, so we went to Harry Potter World and they, you know, have all the things you can get involved with, all the green screen stuff that's designed for kids. And I thought, I'm here, I might as well get on this broomstick and pretend I'm flying.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of you, Elliot, because that is so important. Because you don't want to be in a situation like that. You're like, oh, I'm too old for this. And then you'll regret it. You'll regret it if you haven't done it. I'll never forget. I had an opportunity to buy a fridge magnet, which was in the shape of a photocopier, and it even made the noise, right? And I said, no, that's too... I'm a grown woman, I'm not going to do it, and I regret it for the rest of my life. So I'm glad you didn't make the same mistake.
The best £20 I've ever spent.
Brilliant. Then do you have... Is there photographic evidence?
I will show you. Okay. Show you in a bit. It's the best minute you'll ever see.
I'm so excited. Right, on the similar sort of vein, really, because, you know, slightly sort of frivolous and very frivolous, story that's got a lot of people talking this week. I saw an image of this. Mr. Blobby, the inimitable, the original, from Noel Edmonds' house party. One of probably the most annoying / sort of lovable characters of all time.
I think so.
It was on eBay. Was it the original Mr. Blobby?
I think it was one of the original costumes. I had a look at the listing and there were so many caveats of things that you couldn't do that you could do. It said you can't wear it out the house. You're not allowed to use it for corporate events. You can't use it in public, essentially.
What, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
So all you could do with this Mr. Blobby costume would just be sit in the comfort of your own home going...
What else would you want to do?
Money well spent, this.
Just sit there having a cup of tea dressed as Mr. Blobby.
It got quite a lot of interest, didn't it?
Yeah, I think the winning bid was over £61,000. I looked at it and I thought, if it was about 100 quid, maybe I'd chuck my hat in the ring. But then it went beyond my reach.
Yeah, this is where we've gone beyond the photocopier magnet, fridge magnet, and the video for 20 quid if you're flying on a broomstick. 61 grand.
Yeah, and but the guy pulled out of the bid, so I don't know what the next lowest bid was.
Oh, so that's interesting, because I was wondering if it was going to go... Oh, yeah, apparently it was... we've got some inside information here in my headset. Apparently it was made overseas for a remake of Noel's house party that didn't end up going ahead.
Wow.
So it was a kind of super...
Was Noel going to host it? Where was he going?
Interesting. So it's just the idea of someone going, I'm going to pay 61 grand for a costume that I can just... All I can do is sit in my house.
Yeah. Why would you not? I mean, what else? I mean, you know, you'd want to wear it to the shops.
I suppose, you know, there is situations where you hear about people's wealth and you think they've got so much money, like they, like what? But surely they've got too much money. And then you think this is where that kind of level of wealth
if
comes into play.
If you've got £62,000 to spend on Mr.
Amazing.
Blobby, you might not have got too much money.
Absolutely amazing. I wonder if the sort of person, there would have been people who were involved in that thinking, you know, sort of just for a joke, and maybe got carried away as well. So I'm hoping that the next one down was sort of a similar value, because if the next one's down sort of like 20 grand and someone just did it for a joke and thought, phew, someone's gone to 61 grand, I don't have to pay this. And they're like, oh my goodness. No! If you're listening and you are, you are the second winning bidder of this incredible outfit.
Please. And they're here today.
Imagine. You also spotted a story about North Yorkshire police stopping people for driving with dirty number plates.
Yeah, they've stopped over 50 cars so far. And I've noticed it a lot. It tends to be sort of white vans and your sort of commercial vehicles that are really filthy on the back, but then have a pristinely clean number plate. They're not getting caught
out. See, when I first read that, I thought it would be like personalised number plates that spell a rude word. I thought it might be that, because I have seen them before. And you think, oh, hang on a minute, is that allowed? But no, actually, well, that worries me, because I mean, do you have a vehicle?
Yeah, I clean the car, and then as soon as you drive it away or... It's just dirty again. I don't see the point.
I mean, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. That is quite worrying. Do you know how much you get fined if you get... Or do they just stop the car, give you a sort of chamois leather and say, go on,
watching. Clean it off.
You've missed a spot. you listen to BBC Radio Sheffield. We're talking about all the important stories. Mr. Blobby, dirty number plates. With Elliot Green from Sheffield. More from him after this. I'm celebrating because I've got my lovely trending guest, Elliot Green, in the house. He's a student. You're into improv as well. You've got an improv gig happening at the Dorothy Pax, which you absolutely guarantee you don't pick on members of the audience.
We might get audience to get involved.
Okay. So they come up with the kind of suggestions, the sort of scenarios
so
that you have
we
to...
We might say, you know, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Yeah.
Or what did you have for breakfast?
Yeah.
Or what do you like to do at the weekend? That sort of stuff.
You see, it's interesting because improv, for a lot of people, will sort of... The concept of it feels like an anxiety dream. You know, you're on stage with no lines... And you've got no idea what you're going to be doing. You've got to perform. That is literally, if you just add a being naked or your teeth falling out to that, you've got a fully fledged anxiety
dream.
We've
not gone that far yet. it is when you're up there and you don't know what's going to happen, you don't know what you're going to get. You know, we've sung songs about things like chicken wraps and
Amazing.
Done scenes about things that you can't mention on the radio at this hour.
Please don't. it's a lesson in though, doing stuff like that, that it kind of... It makes you pretty strong, I think, and resilient in the sense that you think, well, worst case scenario that we none of us have got an idea. No one dies. It's fine. Yeah. We all come out of it, you know, with all our limbs intact. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, the antics we're called. We're only really as good as the sort of audience we've got in. Mm. So, you know, if it's trying to get blood from a stone, it's fine. It's still doable. It just maybe takes a little bit longer to warm people up and wear them down, really.
Okay, wear them down. And this is at the Dorothy Pax on Thursday.
Yes, Thursday the 9th.
Thursday the 9th. Right, back to the stories that everyone have been talking about over the last... Not that everyone hasn't been talking about your performance at the Dorothy Pax.
They haven't. They haven't.
What they have been talking about is tickets for Beyoncé's world tour when on pre-sale this week. There's people in BBC Radio Sheffield who diligently... We've actually had this conversation. What does it take to get a ticket like that? Because it was Madonna first, now Beyoncé. Yeah. It's like you need some kind of HQ, just, you know, like a wall of computers.
Yeah, or you just have to perform a sort of ritual in the morning.
Yeah, I think maybe that's where people are going wrong. Is there some kind of dance, a Beyoncé ticket dance that you need to do? Maybe it's a single ladies dance. I don't know. Like, what is it? Were you involved? Did you try and get a ticket? Do you know people who have been sort of selling their souls?
I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying that they, you know, trying to get tickets, as always, on pre-sale and O2 crashes and things like that. But I just thought... strange, she's going to Sunderland.
Sunderland is interesting.
Yeah. Not the A-lister destination normally.
I mean, there might be people from Sunderland listening, so you've got to be careful. But when I hear of big sort of A-list celebs going to places like that, I just think, what hotel are they staying in? Like, where? What? And also, imagine if you are like the best hotel in Sunderland. Maybe it is amazing, but like, you get the call from Beyoncé's people. I mean, imagine. Like, what do you do?
She'll be on the metro back to Newcastle afterwards.
Do you think? Just... because it's always a nightmare getting out of those things, isn't it, at the end? You know, those arenas, like, oh, it's absolutely gridlock.
She'll be straight on the metro, straight back to Newcastle.
I love it.
Going out for a pint.
Oh, I mean, and if you are listening to this and you managed to get a ticket, what did you do in order to get one? I need to know. Right, we do a lot of world's oldest person sort of stories on this. There's always, like, we, you know, chit-chatting about the fact that someone in Greece who's managed to live to 120 because they swim in the sea every day and eat fish. And there was a story not doing the rounds this week about the world's oldest dog.
Yeah, world's oldest dog in Portugal, 30 years old.
What?
30.
30?
Has a lifespan of between 12 and 14 years. 30 years old.
What's that in dog years? 30 times 7.
Old.
210 in dog years.
That's an old dog.
Goodness gracious.
I wonder, can you teach him new tricks?
Well, you'd be beyond that, wouldn't you? Did they do that thing where they interview, like, what is the secret to the world's oldest dog?
He said that the secret to being the world's oldest dog was...
You heard it here first. I want to see a picture. Did he look 210?
It had a few grey hairs.
Oh, I love a grey-haired dog.
I think the family said that it was because he had a nice, relaxed life on the coast in Portugal. I think I'd live to that.
It's always
as well,
on the coast. All the oldest people, human beings, dogs, they always live on the coast, which isn't a great news when you live in landlocked Sheffield, is it? Let's be honest. Finally, before you go, you need to tell us what to watch on telly. And you've been watching something that I have not even heard of. Extraordinary on Disney Plus. What is it about and why should we be watching it?
So it came out on the 25th of Jan and it got renewed for a second season before it even came out. So they had a lot of faith in it. It's a young woman, she's 25, and in this world, when you turn 18, you get a superpower.
Ooh.
And you don't know what your superpower is until you turn 18.
Oh.
So it's set in London. Jen, she's 25. She doesn't have a power yet. And all of her family have got powers. All of her friends have got powers. They range from the mum is Sister Michael from Derry Girls, Siobhan McSweeney.
Yes.
She can control technology.
Brilliant.
But as most people find with their parents, don't know how to actually use technology to be able to control technology.
Oh my goodness, amazing.
People can rewind time, go invisible, and then one guy can turn anything into a PDF.
I mean, that, I suppose, I'll tell you what, being able to work a printer would be a handy superpower. You would be popular if you could, if any printer would do your bidding.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take that, to be honest. That is interesting. And it sounds like good actors then, good cast.
A lot of the people seem quite unknown. I don't really, I've not seen them in things before,
Interesting.
But I've watched 3 episodes just last night and it's
frivolous, just, funny.
It's really funny. It's more of an adult.
Okay.
There's some adult themes.
Okay, so have you watched, because on the sort of superheroes, a sort of adult version, have you watched The Boys at all?
No, I've watched the first episode.
Yes.
But we've spoken about it, I need to be in the right frame of mind, the right mode to sit down and watch it.
That's very adult.
Yes.
So I would suggest not watching that with any children of any kind of age. Like, you need to be a proper grown up, and it is quite, and you need to also have a strong stomach.
Mm.
So this sounds like perhaps more kind of maybe with an older teenager, do you think, could watch
this?
Yeah,
it's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
It's comedy. It's fun. And
I mean, The Boys is fun, but it's also very dark.
I was just wondering, you know, if I turned 18, what my superpower would be. I feel like it'd be something really mundane.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, being able to know how many crisps are in a packet of crisps. Which, to be fair...
You want to be able to fly. I mean, that's generally it, isn't it? To fly, maybe control time. That would be good.
That would be good. Yeah.
All those times when you've made a terrible error and you could just go back in time and reset the clock.
Or go back in time and watch all the things that you've been meaning to watch.
Or go back in time. Let's be honest, it's mainly so that you put the right numbers on the lottery.
Yeah.
100% is what I'd do.
Absolutely.
Look, good luck for... Oh, hang on a minute. No, rewind. Break a leg for Thursday.
If only had the power to rewind time.
What time does it start?
7:30.
Dorothy Pax.
The Antics Improvised Comedy.
Amazing. I'm sure you'll be fabulous.